Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. And I was wondering if you've ever thought what you know about Muslim prayer. Certainly, it's something we witness increasingly in our Western society. So it occurred to me I'd ask an expert on Islam, Jesuit theologian Father Felix Körner, who teaches at the Pontifical Gregorian University here in Rome, to help us better understand how Muslims pray. You're an expert on Islam. It's very impressive when Muslims pray. How would you compare the way they pray to the way we pray? It's very different, no?
Of course, there are many similarities you might pin down, but I would say there are four characteristics of Muslim prayer. The first is purity. You can, by a symbolic washing at the entrance, get back to a status of purity before God. Of course, we have something similar with holy water, but holy water is reminding us of the sacrament of baptism, so the relationship to Christ is very explicit here. It's not just washing. For Muslims, a symbolic washing away of everyday life with its also metaphysical dirt is happening, so purity. Then the next characteristic would be community. Very visible when you see Muslims perform the same movements simultaneously. Then you would also have a beautiful sense of humility, because the bending, the prostration are, of course, symbols of I make myself small before you, O Lord. Very encouraging for everybody who is trying to be, as Assisi says, a pilgrim of truth and justice, somebody who is trying to do justice to truth, as we would say, do justice to God by being justified by himself. So after purity, the aspect of community, the aspect of humility, and there's one fourth level, and that is immediacy. The first gesture that keeps reoccurring in ritual prayer in Islam is one where the person who prays puts his or her hands near the ears, over the shoulders. Our first interpretation of that would be a listening gesture, but actually Muslims explain it differently, and I think they have good grounds for that. It is much more throwing everything behind me that could still separate me from God. Immediacy. Beautiful. Now, as Christian believers, as Christian theologians, how can we reflect on that? What can we learn from that? We would say, as Christians, yes, immediacy, full communion with the Father, is our hope and goal as well. But we would always say we cannot produce this immediacy. We need to be liberated. We need to be brought into that immediacy by mediators. Of course, the mediator is Christ. But Christ includes, invites others to help in this mediating mission, not in order to block the immediacy and stand between the person who is trying to pray and God, but to liberate him or her, you need the word, you need the gesture, you need the action. You cannot do it by yourself. If you do it, if you try to produce immediacy, Christians would always say it's just getting more and more entangled in yourself. It's becoming an activism. It's becoming artificial. You need the word that comes from outside of you. You need God's hand stretched out to you by God himself. But since even when you say, this is God, you will always be in danger of being confused, being distracted, being even deluded. The physical mediation, the sacramental side, the personal help you receive from other human beings is necessary, and even psychologically, you can see why that is so helpful. The word you can hear and not only need to think yourself, the hand you can touch and feel, or the sacramental sign which you can quite physically see. These are helps mediating yourself into the immediacy with God. So Muslim prayer is a beautiful and very rich performance of gestures which can help us to rediscover core points of our own theology and belief, not in just finding the parallels, but also seeing where we would set different accents.
Because we don't have this element of prayer so much. It's very personal in the West anyway. The only time you see prayer at that kind of level is with charismatics or perhaps on pilgrimages with pious prayer. So maybe we do have something to learn.
Certainly, we always have something to learn. But Veronica, you are actually pointing out something that I could call a fifth element in Muslim prayer. That would be publicity in the sense of being public. Of course, Christian prayer can also be very public. For example, the Corpus Christi procession is something very public. It's meant to carry the body of Christ out for everybody to be able to see it. But also, the Mass has always its public visibility. The church bells are ringing and inviting everybody to come. These are elements of Christian prayer, and liturgy is a form of prayer, that are public. The public element of prayer is important for witnessing, but the shyness about it is also an important point.
A parallel there with John Paul II and Benedict XVI. John Paul II witnessed that prayer when he prayed publicly, sometimes with the TV camera zooming in on him. Whereas Benedict XVI maybe has that shyness that you talked about.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. Also, I would say there is another type of impressiveness in Benedict. I was quite surprised when I heard an analyst of media say, Benedict is a man for the television. I said, why is he a man for the television? Yeah, he said, because when you see his face, you see how serious he means things. When you see his face, you feel that he's honest. So television helps you to have a close-up of that person, and his witnessing is not the great gesture, which you could also see from 200 meters away. It's much more the intimacy, the reflected honesty, the shining of a discreet love when you see this man speak in prayer, or especially remain silent in prayer.
And warm thanks there go to Jesuit Professor Father Felix Körner, a scholar and expert on Islam, who teaches at the Pontifical Gregorian University here in Rome. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.